This is Money Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. There's a push to update conservation processes in Iowa. We'll have more from the Great Outdoors Foundation right after this. What's
your name? Leonard Skinner. Girl. Live in concert. Sweetheart. August 11th, 8 p.m., Iowa State Fair Grandstand. Give me three steps, give me three slaps, mister. Give me three. Celebrating 50 years of Leonard Skinner. Reserve tickets on sale now through iowastatefair.org and the Iowa State Fair Ticket Office. Leonard Skinner.
With the current restrictions on water usage in the Des Moines Metro, water conservation practices are at the forefront of discussion. While we have many new practices that offer plenty of benefits for farmers and the nearby waterways, it can be difficult to make changes in a timely manner. Hannah Inman, CEO of the Great Outdoors Foundation in West Des Moines, said they are pushing to update the ways that we deliver conservation.
The way that we deliver conservation and the way that we fund conservation in this country was built out of a farm bill in the 30s. And really, since then, our delivery mechanism, the model of delivering conservation, has not really had a major overhaul. But you think of the ag industry from the 30s till now, it's changed drastically. And the model of conservation has not kept up or kept pace with how the ag industry operates today. And so when we look at it, we see that the model of delivering conservation is broken.
Inman said that the process to navigate regulatory barriers, complete paperwork, and make final decisions can end up taking close to 3 years.
Right now, it's a one-to-one. One farmer will go to his local farm office, identify maybe that he wants to put a wetland or saturated buffer, and then it could take up to 36 months before that practice is actually implemented. And really, when we talk about the pace that we need to have these water quality projects implemented, we really can't do that with our current system. There's a lot of barriers, there's a lot of paperwork, there's a lot of red tape, and then there's a lot of time that passes from the time a farmer makes the decision before that project is implemented.
For Money Matters on Iowa Ag Radio, I'm Riley Smith.